This goes to Dr. Prouty, P-R-O-U-T-Y, fax 989-875-3732, regarding Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, Bellinger, B like a boy, E-L-L-I-N-G-E-R, date of birth 10-12 of 1999. Dear Dr. Prouty, this is a consultation for Mr. Bellinger for evaluation of polycystic kidney disease. He is 23, and he did have a kidney ultrasound August 16th of last year, and that shows one simple cyst in the right kidney, but multiple cysts are in the left kidney, and there was a small non-obstructing right renal calculi of 0.5 centimeters. And this is very consistent with early polycystic kidney disease. The patient's father, Troy, is actually on home dialysis, peritoneal dialysis, due to polycystic kidney disease, and he's trying to be approved for a kidney transplant at this time. The patient is feeling well. He currently takes no medications. He has no drug allergies and only has bee sting allergies. He does not experience headaches, or very rarely does, and they are not very frequent. No dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, blood, or foaminess. No nocturia, and he feels as if he empties adequately. No edema. Past medical history is significant for ADHD, very mild, obesity. Past surgical history, he had right middle finger, the tip required amputation after an injury, facial reconstruction surgery after a dog bite when he was 1 year old also. Social history, the patient never smoked cigarettes, does not use electronic cigarettes. He occasionally consumes alcohol, but this is rare, and he denies illicit drug use. He is single, and he does work full-time as a truck driver. He passes his DOT physicals and only requires certification every 2 years. Family history, father on dialysis with polycystic autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease, and type 2 diabetes. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Physical exam, height is 78 inches, weight 310 pounds, pulse 73, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 128 over 84. Neck is supple. There's no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender, no flank tenderness, no palpable masses, no enlarged liver or spleen, no peripheral edema, no rashes or lesions. And labs, the most recent labs we have were done June 15th of 2018. Creatinine was 1.2, which actually is normal. Normal electrolytes, the calcium is 9.2. Hemoglobin is 15.3 with white count of 11.3 and normal platelets. Previous labs were done 9/20 of 2024, creatinine 0.7. Normal liver enzymes, normal electrolytes, calcium is 8.2, albumin is 3.8. Hemoglobin was 13.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease, based on the fact that his father is positive for this condition, and there's a 50% chance that offspring will inherit this disorder. And the ultrasound findings are very significant and We did discuss genetic testing, but at this point the patient does not wish to proceed with that. We also advised him that patients with polycystic kidney disease may also develop cysts in the liver and the spleen, which will need to be monitored. Also, they're at high risk for cerebral aneurysm. We suggested he may want a screening MRI for MRA, actually, to screen for cerebral aneurysm. But at this point, the patient would like to wait. He's asymptomatic. He rarely experiences headaches, and they're very mild. But he is aware of the possibility. We are going to repeat all his labs now, including a urine, and we would consider repeating ultrasounds of the kidneys every 1 to 2 years just to monitor progression. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 1 year. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.